age 8. I literally had the flu and a tonsillitis. But it was at about the same time that my grandmother died, and everybody was busy with that and didn't attend to it. So from that tonsillitis, I got an infection of the heart muscle. From like age 8 to 14, I wasn't allowed to do sports and so on, which, you know, then meant that my interest shifted much more to things you could do otherwise. So I was very interested in airplanes. I was more interested in how this stuff worked, and I started reading about aerodynamics and things like that.
Did you stay in school during that time, or how did
I was in school. Yeah. I mean, I just couldn't do a lot of other things like play soccer and so on. The kind of things that you would do as a boy at that age. I hated school. German schools at the time were reasonably authoritarian. You know, there was a lot of, even in elementary school, a lot of corporal punishment. So it was, you know, you were supposed to stick out your hand, and since he would hit it with a ruler. I basically hated school, and I was quite rebellious in school. I also had to switch schools a number of times. In high school, I organized a school strike against a teacher, and I wrote...
What was the grounds of that?
It was an authoritarian teacher who was reasonably unfair, but you have to situate the whole time in the late 60s, where you have the student movement around the world. You know, 68, I'm 15 in 68, you have the Paris Spring, and so on. And so being a politically interested teenager in Germany, you figure out that actually everybody you're dealing with was involved in that Hitler thing, right? I mean, this is all your older relatives and so on, we're all in that. I was interested in that, and I was highly politicized.
Yeah.
And I learned, for example, that you could send your teachers into waves of shock by simply asking them what they did during the Nazi time.
So you challenged this authoritarian teacher.
And I said, you know, you may not have noticed the Hitler time is over and you can't deal with people like this. And by the way, what did you do?
And I guess you had enough students to support that you could get a little bit of a protest.
You could get a protest out of this, because he responded very poorly to that. No, we requested what you would now call transparency, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why should we sit there and be taught by old Nazis? We want to know the truth here. I lived outside of Heidelberg at that time, and there were demonstrations every week. So, I mean, this is a very different time. I mean, this was in the US, it was a time of the anti-Vietnam demonstrations. In Europe, it was a time of large demonstrations in Germany, against a relatively authoritarian society with a lot of old Nazi stuff left.
Yeah.
And that was what I thought I would do. I was going to go into politics, and I then decided to study sociology and political science. So I left home in my last 2 years of high school. I left home before that. And
Where did you live? Well,
I mean, at that time, my parents lived in a little town. It's in Neckar Valley, Eberbach. For a while, I took the train in the morning, which added pain to the whole thing. And then I moved to Heidelberg.
Independently, or did you find a place with friends, or how did that
work? No, I mean, this is Germany. It's people are much less concerned about parental oversight, in a sense. It's and in the U.S., where everything is very, very concerned. So it's also a time where the whole time was more rebellious than things are now. So I decided to move out. My parents said, well, I mean, we're not supporting this. And I said, that's okay. I'll support myself. Waited tables and went to school. It was poor, but it was okay.